It's a weekend evening in East LA in 1965. If you are a Mexican-American teenager, you hop in your car and cruise up and down Whittier Boulevard, looking to connect with your friends and listening to radio DJs like Godfrey Kerr.
It's Whittier Boulevard. Hey, girl. Are you digging the sights?
Kerr helped make local stars out of the East LA band The Midnighters. They celebrated cruising with a mostly instrumental song named after the street. It became an anthem for young Mexican-Americans in Los Angeles in the 1960s and the years that followed. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco takes us out for a spin for the latest in our series, American Anthems.
Willie Garcia was 18 years old when he kicked off the Midnighters' ode to the most famous drag in East LA.
Let's take a trip!
Bandmate Ronnie Figueroa's tongue-in-cheek Speedy Gonzalez cheer is a celebratory scream, a grito.
That kind of sets it off and says, this is Mexicano. But then it goes into the surf guitars.
Ruben Molina, author of the book Chicano Soul, says that mix of musical styles perfectly represents the spirit of 1960s East LA.
You'll hear influences from surf music to rhythm and blues, to Mexican music. I mean, it's basically what the Chicano is. We're a mixture of Mexican heritage, but living in America. It kind of signified, like, we are here. This is who we are.
The Midnighters started out as Mexican-American high school students playing at backyard parties, quinceañeras, church halls. They spoke Spanish at home, English at school. They grooved to the Temptations and Smokey Robinson, but also Mexican balladeers and the new rock and roll bands imported from England, says bass player Jimmy Espinosa.
It was just a whole spirit of the sizzling 60s. When the Beatles hit, it changed everything.
Espinosa leads the current incarnation of the Midnighters. He says back then the band members wore matching suits and mop-top haircuts like their British idols. They also loved to cruise down the boulevard, low and slow, in souped-up cars.
Anything from a 49 Chevy, you know, lowered with rims in candy apple red, to a 58 Ford, to a Buick. They were all cherried out.
And they packed the boulevard side by side.
It was so congested, they'd be passing phone numbers back, across the double yellow line, they'd be flirting with each other. And so it's very innocent, really.
You can hear a lot of laughter and chatter in the song Whittier Boulevard. And in fact, the tune that hit the airwaves was actually just a rehearsal recording that began by reworking the bass riff of the Rolling Stones song 2120 South Michigan Avenue. The Midnighters lead singer Willie Garcia, better known as Little Willie G, says bassist Benny Lopez was just sort of fooling around.
Benny altered the bass line that attracted us.
Little Willie G says just as the Stones named their song after a famous location, the home of Chess Records, the Midnighters decided to do the same.
We were hoping the Stones would sue us or make a comment about it to give it more notoriety, and they never did.
The song was originally on the B-side of their single Evil Love, but when he heard Whittier Boulevard, then local radio DJ Casey Kasem decided to make it a hit.
For the second time today, this is Whittier Boulevard, done by the Midnighters.
After that, the Midnighters were mobbed by fans wherever they went. They were considered the Beatles of East Los Angeles. And the band is still revered by younger musicians like Bardo Martinez, lead singer of the group Chicano Batman. He says Whittier Boulevard captures the essence of Mexican-American culture in East L.A., and anyone, really, with a cool car and a rockin' stereo.
And you bump. You can hear that a half a block away, and it's all bass. That's the aesthetic. So you show off how loud your car bumps. Just bumping it, saying, look at me, you know? We own this street. This street is us, and this is all we got.
Let's take a trip down Whittier Boulevard.
53 years later, Little Willie G invites us to cruise the famous thoroughfare. We're in his friend Larry Sias's 48 Chevy Fleetline. Hydraulics lift the body up and down. chrome trim, mohair seats, Bakelite knobs on the wooden dash. It's a sweet ride down memory lane, even though today there are laws against cruising.
It's sort of our Route 66, huh, Larry?
Yeah.
There was record stores and little clothing stores and everything that a neighborhood would need. There was a theater right here on this corner, the Whittier Cinema. Now it's a Walgreens.
We pass places that became landmarks in the coming Chicano movement, the high schools where students walked out demanding better educations, what used to be the cafe where news reporter Ruben Salazar was covering anti-war protests and was killed by sheriff's deputies. The innocence of Whittier Boulevard as a cruising anthem was transformed into a call to action, says Little Willie G.
Because it was us. It gave us a voice, you know, sort of like a rally cry for us to kind of assemble, right, and say, hey, are we on the same page? And most of us said, yeah.
Whittier Boulevard became a rallying cry that helped provide a soundtrack for the Chicano movement. And 3 years after the song hit the airwaves, the Midnighters released another instrumental, Chicano Power. Mandalit Embarco, NPR News.
Support for American Anthem comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. Proud supporter of independent thought, whether that's online, over the air, or in a bottle. More at sierranevada.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.